Amos chapter 2. Lord God, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amos chapter 2, verse 1. This is what the Lord says. For three sins of Moab, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because he burned as if to lime the bones of Edom's king. And so God pronounces judgment on the country of Moab. In those days, burning a dead body showed disrespect. God certainly saw it that way. And Moab burned the body of the king of Edom, and God was angry at them for that. Verse 2. God says, I will send fire upon Moab that will consume the fortresses of Kiriath. And so God will punish Moab. He will especially target Kiriath, which was a hot spot for false religion and for the worship of their god Chemosh. 3. I will destroy her ruler and kill all her officials with him, says the Lord. God will make sure that the leaders in Moab will die. Verse 4, this is what the Lord says, for three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because they have rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his decrees, because they have been led astray by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed. Judah will not get away with their sin either. You know, those other countries broke the natural law, the law that just is built into human beings. And they were punished because they broke that natural law. Well, Judah had the law of God. They were God's people, and they broke that law, which was a more serious crime than the crimes of the other nations. So certainly, Judah will be punished. And God says in verse 5, I will send fire upon Judah that will consume the fortresses of Jerusalem. And so we see that although Judah was God's people, they will be punished for their sin. Like all the other nations, they will be punished. 6. This is what the Lord says. For three sins of Israel, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. They sell the righteous for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. Judah was the southern portion of Israel. Israel was the northern portion. Remember, there was civil war in Israel. The north being called Israel, the south being called Judah. And the people in the north, Israel, sold innocent people as slaves, which made God angry. And so they will be punished for their sins as well. 7. They trample on the heads of the poor as upon the dust of the ground, and deny justice to the oppressed. Father and son use the same girl, and so profane my holy name. God has made it abundantly clear in his word that he wants the innocent to be protected. But Israel oppressed the innocent, and they were also guilty of sexual sin. Verse 8, they lie down beside every altar, on garments taken in pledge, in the house of their God, they drink wine taken as fines. And so, again, more oppression of the poor, which is really something that bothers God. And I think that it can be overlooked today as if you are in the church age, you know, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, because God doesn't change. And back in those days, poor people needed money, and so they would give their covering to a rich person in exchange for a loan. And that's fine. God allowed for that in his law. But God had also said that if you do that, you rich person, if you give a loan and you take somebody's cloak as a pledge, don't keep that covering overnight, because the poor need it to stay warm. Well, some rich people did keep those coverings overnight. In fact, the hypocrites would actually lay down on those coverings overnight or sit on them, and they would go through the motions of worshiping God even as they were sitting on those coverings. And so the Lord was also very angry about that. Verse 9. The Bible says, I destroyed the Amorite before them, though he was tall as the cedars and strong as the oaks. I destroyed his fruit above and his roots below. The Amorites lived in the Holy Land before God gave that land to Israel. But God drove them out from before his people so that they would have a place to live. Verse 10, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you 40 years in the desert. I gave you the land of the Amorites. And so God rescued the Israelites out of slavery and cared for them in the desert for 40 difficult years. Verse 11, I also raised up prophets from among your sons and Nazarites from among your young men. Is this not true, people of Israel, declares the Lord. And then he says in verse 12, but you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. The Nazarites were people, they were Israelites, who took special vows to God, and the vows included the fact that they would not drink any wine for the duration of the vow. They would be totally dedicated to the Lord. Well, the Israelites encouraged the Nazarites to drink wine anyway. Ah, go ahead, break your vow. And they also told God's prophets to shut up because they didn't care about what God wanted to say. They didn't care about God. And so just a willful turning their back on God, a snubbing of God. That is what the Israelites were guilty of. And so verse 13 says, God says, now then, I will crush you as a cart crushes when loaded with grain. A loaded cart crushes anything it rolls over. God says, I'm a heavy cart, Israel, and I'm going to roll over you. 14. The swift will not escape. The strong will not muster their strength, and the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground. The fleet-footed soldier will not get away, and the horseman will not save his life. All human attempt to avoid God's punishment is going to fail. They will not be able to stop the wrath of God. 16. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord. And so as punishment for their sin, Israel will be attacked. But instead of defending their country, Israel's soldiers are going to run away, defeated. This is punishment. Punishment against God's people for sin. God shows no favoritism. He has announced punishment for the nations of the world who do not know him and do not serve him. They will be punished for their wickedness, but so will God's people. And we'll pick it up in chapter 3 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.